This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So let's just preface this next story, shall we, with the observation that these are extraordinary times for everyone in this economy, and that before it's all said and done, we're eventually going to wind up hearing stories from great wide slices of the American workforce. Top of mind today are working parents. Schools are at least partially shut down in almost every state. More than 50 million kids have been sent home, which is complicating life for parents working inside and outside of the home. The situation is extreme, yes, but it's shining a spotlight on some challenges that were with us long before anybody had ever heard of coronavirus. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
For Jessica and Josh Witt, the boundaries between work and home are breaking down.
Every parent, I think, and every caregiver is going through that right now, trying to balance these things. And you know what? There's a little bit of okay, thank you.
In a minute, okay? Yeah.
She's going to need a potty break. Sorry.
Jessica teaches biology at College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts, and Josh is a scientist at a pharmaceutical company, and this is Luella.
Hi.
How old are you?
3.
Their daughter, who's usually at preschool, is now their office mate, background music, chief distractor, and star of video conferences.
There are moments where my students see her like running in the background, or she'll come sit on my lap and I can hear her, "I need mommy. I want mommy. Mommy didn't give me a kiss. Good night."
Emily Oster, an economist at Brown, says scenes like that have become the norm in her conference calls.
Sometimes they're my children, sometimes they're other people's, and it's just sort of forced you to be able to say on the phone, honestly, something that I would have been very reluctant to do, that I am trying to, you know, manage my children, and I think we're going to see a lot of that.
In the U.S., 3/4 of mothers and more than 90% of dads work, and the challenges of doing both are out in the open like never before, says Bridget Schulte, the director of the Better Life Lab at the New America Foundation and author of Overwhelmed.
It's really, frankly, showing the illusion that we've been living under. This bizarre expectation that if you're a worker, you're all in, and that's all you are, and that's all you do. This sort of mass illusion that we don't have families, or that somehow we don't have these responsibilities.
And the pressure to keep family life out of work is particularly acute for women, says Caitlin Collins, a sociology professor at Washington University in St. Louis.
Women tend to be penalized for any signal that they are caregivers in the workplace, whereas men tend to receive benefits.
An analysis of census data by the National Women's Law Center found the wage gap is even wider between parents of different genders. Mothers are paid 69 cents for every dollar a father makes.
Women are considered somehow less committed or capable if they are parents, whereas men are seen as more committed and more capable to their jobs as parents.
Jessica and Josh Witt clearly don't see things that way, and they hope this crisis will be a turning point.
Because everyone is having to deal with it now, it is becoming okay, you know?
I mean, it's frustrating. It's hard, right? But I think it is important that if we're going to have a sustainable workforce, we need a workforce that's going to work with family life. You know, these issues are human issues.
Congress has already temporarily extended paid family and sick leave to millions of people. Some states are offering free childcare to frontline workers, and many employers have been forced to be more flexible about when and where work gets done. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.